Psalm 123, Eyes Trained for Mercy. Higher than the city. After Psalm 121 taught us not to trust the hills, and Psalm 122 taught us to love Jerusalem rightly, Psalm 123 lifts the pilgrim's gaze higher still. The singer is going up to Zion, yet he refuses to stop at Zion. Sacred places matter, but they are not the source. You who sit in the heavens is not a statement of God's distance, it is a statement of his rule. In Israel's world, to sit was to reign. Earth may be noisy with scorn, but heaven is not rattled. That matters because this psalm is not written by someone facing open war, but something subtler and, in some ways, more poisonous. Contempt. Scoffing. Dismissal. The wound of being treated as small. Watching the hand. The image of servants watching the hand of a master can sound harsh to Western ears. But in ancient households and royal courts, a servant often watched the hand for the smallest signal. Provision, instruction, protection, release. This is a picture of disciplined attention. Notice the movement of the psalm. The eyes are mentioned again and again, and then the soul is said to be filled with contempt. That is no accident. What the eyes keep returning to, the soul eventually absorbs. If you stare too long at the proud, their mockery begins to live inside you. Their voices become your inner voice. So the psalm teaches a holy refusal. Do not let the contempt of others become your interpreter. Lift your eyes elsewhere. Train them on the Lord's hand until he has mercy. The repeated word for mercy comes from the Hebrew Hanan, grace shown freely by the stronger to the weaker. The psalmist does not appeal to rights, status, or dignity defended by force. He asks for undeserved favor. That is not weakness. It is profound God-centeredness. The cruelty of the comfortable. The mockers here are at ease. Their comfort has ripened into arrogance. That is one of Scripture's sharpest warnings. Ease can harden into contempt. Calvin saw clearly that the prosperous often mock the afflicted, as though suffering were proof of God's absence. Psalm 123 rejects that lie. Augustine often read the Psalms as the voice of Christ and his body together. Here, that insight opens the text. Who is this one looking up under contempt? The church, yes, but not the church alone. It is also Christ, the truly obedient servant, mocked by the comfortable, sneered at by the powerful, yet entrusting himself to the Father. The enthroned one entered our humiliation. Psalm 123 reaches its deepest meaning at the cross, where divine majesty and human scorn met and mercy triumphed. The proud may be at ease, but they are not enthroned. So lift your eyes, watch his hand, wait there until mercy comes. Suggested cross-references, Psalm 121, 1-2, Isaiah 66, 2, Luke 18, 13-14, Hebrews 12, 2-3, 1 Peter 2, 23. Hymn suggestion, Jesus, I my cross have taken. Prayer. Lord enthroned in the heavens, keep our eyes from being captured by the scorn of this world. Teach us the patient gaze of servants who wait for your hand. When contempt fills the air, fill our souls instead with mercy. And as we look to you, make us like your Son, steady, humble, and free. Amen.